好不好？我们再一起看几处圣经。
Let us read some more verses.
我们看耶利米书第48:11。
Jeremiah chapter 48:11.
耶利米书48:11，找到我们一起来念。耶利米书48:11，摩亚自幼年以来常享安逸，如酒在杂宰上澄清，没有从这器皿倒在那器皿里，也未曾被掳去，因此它的原味尚存，香味未变。好，然后我们读以弗所书第1:13-14。
Yeah, let's also read Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14.
Ephesians 1:13-14, 找到我们一起。你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称颂。然后最后我们再看彼得前书第1:22。
At last, let's read 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22.
彼得前书第1:22，找到我们一起来看。你们既因顺从真理，洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。好，我们一起再低头有些祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主，我们实在是感谢你，在这冰冷的主日，也是你复活的主日，主，你让我们一起再来到这里来敬拜你。
Dear Lord, we thank you that in this cold Sunday morning we can gather together to worship you.
主，你实在是配得我们一切的敬拜。
You are worthy of all our worship.
主，当我们一起来到你面前，我们实在要再转眼来看我们的主耶稣基督。
When we come here, we really need to turn our eyes upon our Lord.
主，愿你今天你的灵在这里运行在我们当中。
May your spirit be among us today.
愿你再把主你自己的话来光照我们的心。
Your words enlighten our hearts.
愿你的灵再来恩膏在这里的每一颗心。
Your spirit anoint every one of us here.
恩膏在这里为你做出口的，为你翻译的。
Anoint the speaker and the translator.
让我们能够在同感的一灵里面，能够再被主你自己的灵来摸着。
We will be touched by you as we are moved by the same spirit.
好，让我们能够一起来从你的话语里面能够得到那生命的粮。
So we can have this bread of life from your words.
好，让我们能够因着你的恩典，我们在这里能够得饱足。
Let's be satisfied by your grace.
主啊，我们实在感谢你，因为神的灵实在要把主耶稣基督写在我们的心里。
But we really thank you because the Spirit of God will write.In our hearts.
我们把下面的时间恭敬仰望在主你的手上，愿你在这里带领掌权。
We lift the following times in your hands, and may your authority be among us.
我们这样祷告祈求，乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 很感谢主，今年神给我们教会一个很荣耀的主题。
Thank the Lord, we have a glorious theme this year.
就是在我们刚才读到的哥林多后书第二章十四节那里讲到，在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
As we just read in 2 Corinthians 2, verse 14, spread everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ.
这个主题概括了，我想神放在我们弟兄心里面的主要的负担。
And this covers the main burden that Lord has put in the brothers.
讲到显扬那个香气，讲到要传福音。
And spread the fragrance and to share the gospel.
使人能够成为信主，能够成为信徒。
And so man can become believer and can also become disciples.
也讲到要认识基督，讲到我们要生命成长，我们要侍奉主，要成为门徒。
And to know the Lord and grow in Him and to become a disciple.
也讲到实在要在各处要显扬，也讲到要清楚明白神的旨意呼召，能够为主出去受差遣，成为使徒。
And spread the fragrance everywhere, and to know the will of God, and spread the fragrance everywhere.
感谢神，一月份基弟兄已经给我们一个开始了这样的一个主题。
And thank the Lord that Brother Chi has started such a topic.
然后上星期张弟兄也跟我们讲到第一、第二章，
哥
林多后书的第一、第二章。
And last week, Brother John has shared with us chapter 1 and 2.
想照着这个次序，今天我的负担是在讲第三章。
According to order, today my burden is on chapter 3.
在那里保罗告诉我们，那有一条拥有基督馨香之气的道路。
There Paul told us a way to spread the fragrance of Christ.
想在二章十四，第二章十四节那里，像保罗说，感谢神常率领我们在基督里面夸胜，并且借着我们在各处显扬那因认识耶稣基督而有的香气。
Chapter 2, verse 14, Paul said, But thanks be to God, who always led us in triumphal possession in Christ, and through us spread everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him.
因为我们在神面前，无论是在得救的人身上或灭亡的人身上，都有那基督馨香之气。
For we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing.
馨香之气是一种很最奥秘的东西。
The aroma is a very mysterious thing.
它是摸不到的。
You cannot touch it.
你不可能看见它，你也不可能听见它。
You cannot hear it or touch it.
但它确实是在那里，
But it's truly there.
并且你能闻到它，
But you can, and you can smell it.
你也知道它在这里，
and you can know its presence.
有的时候馨香之气它会超过我们那个视觉跟听觉，
and sometimes it is beyond our vision, sight vision or hearing.
你还没有看见它，你也还没有听见它，但你却能够闻到它。
Even before you see it, before you hear it, you can smell it.
而且你会发现它会在你身上停留一段时间。
You will find out that it will stay on you for a while.
声音有的时候来了就去了。
And sometimes voices come and go.
然后影像好像见过了，然后也就消失了。
And sometimes images come and go.
但气味要是在你身上要停留一段时间。
But aroma will stay for a while.
我们刚才读到的耶利米先知，他在48章11节那里，先知论到摩亚的时候是这样说的。
And we just read Jeremiah 48 when the prophet talks about Moab.
他说，摩亚自幼年以来常享安逸，如酒在酒榨上澄清。没有从这器皿倒到另外一个器皿里，也未曾被掳去。然后他说，因此它的原味尚存，香气未变。
It says that Moab has been at rest from use, like wine left on its dreg, not poured from one jar to another. She has not gone into exile, so her taste stayed the same. and her aroma is enhanced.
那你是讲到, 当你造酒的时候, 你必须把这个酒从这个器皿, 然后挪到另外一个器皿里, 这样沉淀下来的那个渣滓,
When you make wine, you pour it from one jar to another so that the dregs will be moved away. And the wine will be purified.
但是摩亚,他从来没有被倒过,
but it never happened on Moab.
这里讲到他从来没有被对付过,
and it never been treated with.
他一直过很舒服的日子,
and she always led a comfortable life.
她一直在残渣上澄清,
and looks that the clearness is only above the dregs.
结果就是她的原味尚存,
so her aroma is unchanged.
她的香味未变,
and the taste did not change.
她还是原来的味道,
it's the same taste.
如果你看上下文, 你看,
and if you look at the context, what kind of taste is that?
那是讲到摩亚,
it is a taste of arrogance.
是摩亚骄傲, 傲慢, it is a
taste of a pride or self-centeredness.
这是一种天然的人, 也是叫做属血气之人, 就是哥林多前书里面所提到的, 那种人的描写,
it's a taste of a natural man or a man of flesh.
这也是讲到也是那种讲到是属肉体的那个基督徒，嗯，在哥林多前书那里也讲到这种人的那个描写.
It's mentioned in 1 Corinthians, it's the taste of a Christian who is of flesh.
一个属肉体的基督徒是一个没有被对付过的人.
A Christian who is of flesh is a Christian who has never been dealt with.
那讲到他保持他原来的样子,
he kept his own likeness.
虽然他得救了, 然而他没有从这个器皿倒到另外一个器皿里,
even though he was saved, he has never been poured from one jar to another.
他没有被净化过,
he has never been purified.
因为十字架未曾在他的生命里面工作,
because cross haven't worked out his on his life.
结果他的味道还是原来的原味,
and hence his taste is stayed as the same.
然后你也能闻到他原来的味道,
and you can smell his oak taste and smell aroma.
这也是哥林多教会哥林多的信徒在哥林多前书里 保罗所描写的那个光景.
This is a picture Paul described in 1 Corinthians about the situation of the Corinthian church.
保罗说他们凡事富足,
Paul said they are reaching all things,
口才知识全备,
has all kinds of talents,
恩赐上没有一样不及人,
and never for sure any gifts.
但他们没有 基督馨香之气,
but they did not have the aroma of Christ.
因为我们读过哥林多前书就知道, 在那里是满了分党纷争,
and if you have read 1 Corinthians, you know that it's full of a conflict in Corinthian church.
上次张弟兄也提到, 那里有乱伦, 有淫乱,
and Brother Chan also mentioned that there's all kinds of filthy things.
然后他们本是信徒, 然而他们信徒之间还要彼此的上诉打官司,
and they're believers, but they can have all law issues and come to the Gentile judge.
在那里我们看到那些全是肉体的原味没有改变,
they're full of the aroma of the flesh.
我想读了这些话, 我自己也是在神的光中来省察自己,
and I search myself in the light of God after reading this.
想真的是好像, 也许偶尔是好像有点基督的馨香之气,
maybe occasionally has some aroma of Christ.
但实在大部分的时间不能不承认, 是也许是香气跟那个原味混杂,
But I have to admit that most of the time, probably it's a mixture of that aroma of Christ and my own taste.
甚至全是肉体的臭体。
Or maybe it's full of or the original aroma of the flesh.
我想感谢主，主还是把这样一个渴慕的心放在我心里，让我们渴慕能够拥有，也能够显扬，让这种基督的香气。
Thank the Lord, He still give me a longing heart that someday I can spread the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ.
我想带着这种渴慕来读第三章的时候，我就发现。 保罗在那里，他清楚地告诉我们，那里是有一条能够拥有基督馨香之气的道路。And
in this lonely heart, I read again chapter 3, and I clearly find out that there's a way that Paul introduced to us, the way to spread the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ.
保罗说，我们无论在哪里，都带着。 基督馨香之气。
And Paul said, wherever we are, we have the aroma of Christ.
保罗他自己是接受了十字架在他身上的工作。
And Paul has been through the lessons of Christ on him.
他曾经从这个器皿，然后被倒到另外一个器皿。
He has been poured from one jar to another.
所以他原来的味道和气味就已经除掉了。
So his original taste and aroma has been removed.
现在他有的都是基督馨香之气。What
he has now is the aroma of Christ.
对于得救的人，他是生命。And
to those who are saved, Christ is the life.
对于灭亡的人，他是死亡。And
those who are perishing, it is death.
所以保罗能够清楚地告诉我们那条拥有基督馨香之气的道路。
Paul told us clearly that way.
那是一条认识基督的道路。
It is a way of knowing Christ.
因为一个人是越认识基督，他就越拥有这个香气。
The more you know Christ, the more aroma of Christ you will have.
因为那是因认识基督而有的香气。
Because that aroma is the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ.
我想在大纲上我列了三点，讲这条路。 那第一点是讲到神的灵，永生神的灵写在心板上。First
is the spirit of the living God write on the tablets of hearts.
第二点讲到心转向神，and then 帕子就除去。Then
turn to the Lord and the veil is taken away.
第三点讲到看见神的荣光，然后形象改变，荣上加荣。And
behold the glory of the Lord, being transformed into His image from glory to glory.
像我们会一点一点的来看。I
will cover point by point.
第一点是讲到神的灵写在心板上。First
of all, the Spirit of the living God writes on the tablets of hearts.
有弟兄用哥林多前书第一章23到24节。 来概括哥林多前书和后书。
And some brothers use 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 22 and 23 to summarize all 1st and 2nd Corinthians.
那你讲到福音的中心就是那钉十字架的基督。
It talks about the center of the gospel is the Christ and Him crucified.
讲到基督是神的智慧，是神的能力。
It talks about Christ is the wisdom of God and the power of God.
哥林多前书，那你说到教会有许多的问题。And
there's so many problems mentioned in 1 Corinthians.
有教会的问题，有家庭的问题，有生活的问题。Problems
of churches, problems of families, and problems of lives.
但基督是神的智慧，是那一切问题的答案。But
Christ is the wisdom of God and answer of all the problems.
我们教会也一样。 有很多的问题。
Our church has also have a lot of problems.
实在愿神也帮助我们。
May Lord help us.
想借着这一切的问题，让我们能够看见基督。
That we can see Christ through all these issues.
也能够让基督能够真实的成为这一切问题的答案。
And may Christ truly be the answer to all these problems.
神的灵是写在那个心版上。
And the Spirit of God writes on the tablets of hearts.
像十字架是在哥林多那个信徒的身上是有工作的。
And the cross had its work on the believers of the Corinthian church.
神借着保罗写哥林多前书，那是很重的话，像上次张弟兄有跟我们讲到。
As Brother Zhang have shared that it's really heavy words that God used Paul to write to Corinthians.
然后他们是有改变。
And they did change.
我想如果我们有看到在第七章的时候，所以那里是讲到说第七章那里是讲到哥林多的信徒们，他们看了保罗的书信，然后他们就依着神的意思来忧愁。
And if you read chapter 7, you said, we read that after the Corinthians read Paul's letter, they did repent, regret according to God's will.
然后那里讲到他们就生出那没有后悔的懊悔来。
And chapter 7, verse 10, that godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret.
并且他们就生出了何等的殷勤、自恕、自恨、恐惧、想念、热心和智者，然后在这一切的事情上表明他们是洁净的。
And this godly sorrow has produced earnestness, eagerness to clear yourself, and what indignation, and what alarm, what longing. And all these points you have proved yourself to be innocent in this matter.
所以在第三章一开始的时候，保罗会告诉我们，哥林多教会是一封书信，是一封基督的信。
And so in the beginning after chapter 3, Paul said that the whole Corinthian church is a letter.
所以那是在第三章第三节，说到他们是基督的信，一封基督的信。
Chapter 3, verse 3, that they are a letter from Christ.
所以当人们读的时候，他们应该读到基督。
So when they read the letter, they should read Christ.
那说他们应当，人们应当从他们的身上看见基督。
They should see Christ. People should see Christ through them.
因为哥林多教会被称为或者被认为是基督的信。
And because Paul called them a letter from Christ.
实在愿我们的教会也能成为那基督的信。
May our church become a letter of Christ as well.
人们从我们身上也能看见基督。
That people can see Christ through us.
我们教会也能在充满那基督馨香的之气。
And the aroma of Christ will be full of our church.
紧接着在第三节后面，保罗就告诉我们，那拥有基督香气的第一步是神的灵写在心版上。
And right after verse 3, Paul shared to us that the first step to the way of having the aroma of Christ is the Spirit of Eternal God writes to the tablets of hearts.
这香气不是我们原来有的。
This aroma is what we have originally.
实在我们都知道我们只有我们的那个原味。
We know that we only have our own taste.
我们也不知道从哪里去找这个香气。
We don't know where to find this fragrance.
实在是那创造宇宙万物那位爱我们的神是那个香气的源头。
The origin is the God who created the universe and the God who loves us.
然后在歌中之歌的那里也讲到那香气的源头，上次弟兄有跟我们讲是那新郎的膏油的馨香。
And Brother Chi has shared us in a Song of Songs that the source of this aroma is the aroma of the anointment of the groom, right?
我们知道那个新郎是预表我们的主耶稣基督的。
We know that broom represents our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以也说到那源头是那基督的馨香，不是我们原来有的。
So the origin, the source is the aroma of Christ, not our own aroma.
所以拥有那基督香气的第一步，实在不是我们自己做的。
So the first step is to know that not me, but Christ.
是神起头。
It started by God.
是神的灵，他写在我们的心板上。
And the Spirit of God writes to the tablet of our hearts.
是神将耶稣基督借着圣灵启示在我们心里。
God revealed Jesus Christ through Holy Spirit to us.
更进一步，他写在我们心里。
And then write it into our hearts.
好让我们能够拥有，也能够存留，也能够显扬那基督的香气。
So that we can possess and we can spread this aroma.
神的灵写在心板上，这句话是和哥林多后书第一章22节，让我们一起来看一下，那句话是对应的。
And the Spirit of God writes to our hearts. We can also look at chapter 1 verse 22.
想那里是讲到说，他用印印了我们，并赐圣灵在我们心里做凭据。
Set his seal of ownership on us and put his spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come.
所以是讲到那个次序是神是先印了我们，然后他再写。
The order here is he first sealed us and then he write on us.
这里讲到说是神，他是指着神。神用印印了我们。
Here it says that God, God sealed us.
这里讲到神的印。
The seal of God.
神的印代表神的权柄。
And this seal represents God's authority.
我们的人是堕落的。
Men are corrupted.
我们不认识神，也不认识神的权柄。
And we don't know God and we don't know the authority of God.
我们实在也是硬的景象。
We have a stiff neck.
我们也不认识我们自己。
And we don't know ourselves.
我们的心实在是弯弯曲曲的。
And we have a crooked heart.
实在也是高高低低和坑坑洼洼的。
And there are high and lows and many trickiness in our hearts.
我想神的印要找一块平的地方能够印下来，很多时候都找不到它落脚的地方。
And it's hard for the seal of God to fall on us to find a flattened place.
所以神实在他要在我们心里面要工作，要预备。
God works in the heart.
他要削平我们心里的那种高傲。
He will take away the pride.
然后要修直我们心里的那个弯曲。
Make our the path straight in our hearts.
让我们看见我们是罪人。
Let us see that we are sinners.
我们需要神的救恩。
Let us see that we need the salvation of God.
我们需要服在神的权柄下。
We need to bow down before the authority of God.
是什么时候神用印印了我们呢？
When did God seal us?
我们刚才读到以弗所书第一章十三节那里告诉我们。
We just read Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13.
他说你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信了，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
It says that and you also were included in Christ, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having believed, you were marked in Him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit.
那讲到不是听了福音就有印记。
It's not that we heard the gospel and then had the seal.
那讲到是信了
It's
就有印记。
When we believed, then we had the seal.
在约翰福音第三章三十三节那里讲到那领受他见证的就印上了印。
In John 3, chapter 3, verse 33 said that the man who has accepted it has certified that God is truth.
然后他们就印上去，那个见证是讲到那是主耶稣的见证。
And the testimony is the testimony of Christ.
我们很熟悉的约翰福音第一章十二节，那也告诉我们说，凡接待他，那个接待就是凡领受他的，就是信他名的，神就赐权柄做神的儿女。
And also we are familiar with John chapter 1 verse 12. To all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
我们知道是我们信了神，当我们领受了神，就把印能够印在我们的心里。
After we believed and received, and God has a seal on us.
是在是什么时候神的印印在保罗的心里呢？
When did God seal Paul?
我们知道是那在大马色的路上，保罗他遇见了主。
It's on Paul's way to Damascus, and Paul met God.
我们知道在更早之前，神就借着司提反的殉道，神已经在保罗的心里开始工作。
And even before that, through the martyr of Stephen, through his death, God started work on Paul.
神借着那个来修直他的心里面的弯曲。
And through that he made the path in Paul's heart straight.
也削平他心里面的骄傲。
And take away the pride in Paul's heart.
要赐来赐他的良心。
And there is a.
然后在大马色的路上
heart, conscience.
在那里，我们主耶稣。他就来在大光里面向保罗显现。
And on Paul's way to Damascus, the Lord revealed himself in the great light.
让保罗就看见他自己是罪人。
And Paul saw that he is a sinner.
他伏在神的权柄下。
He bowed down before God's authority.
他承认他自己是罪人。
Admitted that he is a sinner.
神的印就印在他的心里。
And the seal of God sealed on his heart.
一直到他年老，他仍然说他自己是罪人，罪人中的罪魁。
And when he has been aged, he wrote that he is a sinner of sinners.
是在是什么时候，神的灵、神的印是印在你的心里，印在我的心里。
When did the seal of God seal in your heart? In my heart.
是什么时候我们伏在神的权柄下，我们承认我们是罪人，我们需要主耶稣的救恩。
When did we bow down before God and commit that we are sinners?
我们也能接受他这样的救恩。
That we can receive his salvation.
是在愿圣灵来时常提醒我们。
May Holy Spirit remind us.
让我们能够真的是能够在苏醒我们真正那刚得救的时候那种新鲜的感觉。
To restore the freshness when we first believed.
来复兴我们，让我们真是能够在起初的兴旺爱里面能够再起来。
And to revive us to the original faith, love and hope.
神的印也代表神的所有权。和神的保证，也讲到我们那最终的归宿。
And the seal of God also represents God's ownership, His authority ownership and assurance and our destination.
他印了我们，就代表我们是属神的。
He sealed us, that means we belong to God.
像在启示录的时候，那里有告诉我们，凡是有神印记的。那些人就不受伤害。
And in Revelation told us that those who had the seal of God will not be hurt.
他们经过大患难，然后却能够从大患难里面出来。
They will go through the great tribulation, but they will get out of it.
当我们接受主、信主的时候
，When we receive the Lord, when we believe Him,
神就用印印了我们。
God sealed us with that seal.
他就赐权柄让我们做神的儿女。
Give us authority to be children of God.
在后面他继续的告诉我们，他就把圣灵放在我们里面做凭据。
And he put the Holy Spirit in us as a deposit.
然后在以弗所书我们11章14节那里进一步告诉我们，他说圣灵是我们得基业的凭据。
And in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13, it also says that the Spirit, verse 14, it says that it's a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance.
他说只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
Until the redemption of those who are God's possessions to the praise of his glory.
这里保罗用到印，用到凭据，来说到我们信主的人，他有他那个最终的归宿。
And here Paul refers the seal as a deposit of guaranteeing our inheritance.
因为在罗马的时代有这样一个风俗，就一个人，一个是买木材的商人，他去的时候，他去那个伐木场选买木材。
And this is a Roman custom. When someone buy the woods.
Yeah, 然后他在一堆一堆伐好的那些木材面那里，他看好的，他就印上一个印。
And after he made his choice, he will seal, put a seal on.
然后他就在交他的凭，交他的押金，那个凭据就是押金的。
Then he will leave the deposit.
然后他就走了。然后他再来的时候，他就把这些他有印的木材，他就把它全部带走。
And next time when the buyer comes, he will take all that he has put on the wheels.
神印我们只印一次。
It's once and only once.
然后我们主再来的时候，我们就要得着那个完全的救赎。
When the Lord comes again, we'll have that full and eternal redemption.
他讲到神救我们，他就救我们到底。
And he saved us and saved us to the end.
他爱我们就爱我们到底。
He loved us and loved us to the end.
因着神那极丰盛的怜悯和他那浩大的恩典。
Because of his great mercy and grace.
我们是一次相信就能够永远得救。
And we truly believe and we are saved forever.
实在感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
多少的时候我们觉得我们已经有了天堂的门票，我们就满足了。
Many times we are satisfied with the ticket to heaven.
然后我们就停在那里，我们也不追求属灵的长进。
And we stay there and we didn't pursue.
就像哥林多前书的那些所描写的那些信徒。
Just as described in the First Corinthians.
神的印是印在了哥林多前书、哥林多的那些信徒身上。
The seal of God has been sealed on those believers in Corinthian church.
但他们还没有基督的馨香。
But they still don't have the aroma of Christ.
他们的味道还是那样，原样。
The aroma isn't changed.
他们没有变，他们要神要在他们里面继续的工作。
God needs some further work on them.
好让他们能有这香气。
So that they can possess this aroma.
在哥林多后书第三章里面讲到圣灵，那个是第三章第六节，然后第三章十七十八节那里也讲到主的灵。
And Second Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 talks about the Holy Spirit. On verse 17 and 18 talks about God, the Lord is the Spirit.
但是在这里他特别讲到是永生神的灵。
And the spirit of the living and eternal God.
当然我们相信，我们知道我们相信的是三位一体的神。
We know that we believe the triune God.
父神、子神和灵神是三位一体。
Father the God, Son the God, and Spirit the God, they are one.
这里说到的圣灵、基督的灵、神的灵，当然是指的是同一个灵。
And the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, they are the one Spirit.
但着重的方面有点不一样。
But the focus is slightly different.
这里讲到永生神的灵的时候，着重的是神的灵，着重的是那大有能力的神的灵。
And the Spirit of the living eternal God. The focus is the Spirit of God, the powerful God.
讲到神的灵降在参孙的身上，参孙就能够空手就能够撕裂那个狮子，如同撕裂羔羊一样。
And the Spirit of God descended on Samson. He can kill the lion with his bare hand.
讲的很多时候我们讲，我们没有办法，好像神好像也没有办法，但神的灵他有办法。Many
times we say to ourselves, "I have no way," or as if God has no way, but God is powerful.
永生神的灵也讲到，那是父神的灵。And
the Spirit of the living eternal God speaks as the Spirit of the Father.
也讲到父的心肠。And
the heart of the Father.
像有一位弟兄，他做父亲不久，所以最近有一次跟他交通的时候，那弟兄就讲到，现在他从他对他那个小小的女儿那里，他能感觉到神的爱。And
I share with a new father, and he said that he can feel the heart of the Father, our Heavenly Father, and through his little daughter.
另外一个弟兄讲到他孩子比较大一些了，他就老说他孩子，他说老玩游戏，还是像小孩子一样，这还没长大一样，所以要管教他一下。And
another brother shared that his boy is older and still always play games, and he wanted to discipline him.
所以在这里讲到神的灵的时候，也讲到实在是隐含着神的爱和神的管教。
And whenever we mention the Spirit of God, it involves His love and His discipline.
然后是神的灵写。
It's the Spirit of God who writes.
然后在圣经的，就是原文，它是希伯来文，希腊文。希腊文里面有好几个写不同的那个字，是写的意思。
In the original Greek text, there are multiple words referring to this word write.
但这个写字是最特别的。But
this one is very unique.
在整本圣经里面，它就用了两次，就是在这里，哥林多前书第三章第二、第三节这里。
And only twice mentioned in the scripture. This is one place, verse 2 and 3 in chapter 3.
然后这个写字不是用笔来写的。It
is not written by a pen.
它是用刀来写的。It's
written by a sword.
他讲到那是刻在里面的意思。Carved. Engraved.
Engraved.
Yeah. 他讲到是神的灵，用那就是那大有能力的灵，然后他带着父神的爱，也带着父神的管教，他是要写，他是要刻入哥林多信徒的心里。
It is the Spirit of God with the full love of God and with the discipline of God engraved into the hearts of the Corinthian believers.
会借着各样的环境，他要在哥林多的信徒的心里面来动刀，他要刻入，他要切入。
Through all the situations that the Corinthian believers will encounter to engrave into their hearts.
保罗在罗马书第二章28到29节那里告诉我们，他说， 外面肉身的割礼不是真割礼，真割礼是神的灵在我们心里面做的。Paul
said in Romans 2, verse 28 and 29, a man is not a Jew if he's only one outwardly, nor is circumcision merely outward and physical.
他说这是十字架的工作。He
said this is the work of the cross.
为的是让我们能够 脱去肉体,
so that we can be done with our flesh.
脱去原味,
so we can be done with our own taste.
能够拥有基督的香气,
and that we can possess the aroma of Christ.
也让我们能够脱去愚昧, 能够拥有基督的智慧,
so we can be done with our foolishness and to have the wisdom of God.
在希伯来书第4章12节, 你常常讲到那里，进一步告诉我们，他说神用他的道, 就是那活泼有功效，比两刃利剑更快的道，能够刺入、剖开 我们的灵与魂，能够辨明我们心中的思想和主意。
In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thought and the attitude of the heart.
神的灵就用保罗所写的哥林多前书，那里神的道在哥林多信徒里面行那割礼。
And actually, God, the Spirit of God used Paul's letter to have this circumcision for the believers in Christ.
让他们能够悔改。
So that they can repent.
生出那没有后悔的懊悔来。
So that they can have those regret and without no regret.
并且生出了何等的殷勤、自恨、自责，也表明他们是洁净的。
And it will produce all kinds of indignation to prove their innocence.
所以这里也讲到血也有洁净的意思。
And here this word right has a meaning of purification.
我们读到哥林，读到彼得前书第一章二十二节，那你讲到他说顺服真道。他们的心就得到洁净，他们既顺服了真道，就洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里切实相爱。
In 1 Peter 1 chapter, verse 22, that you have purified yourself by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart.
神的灵血讲到十字架的工作在哥林多的信徒的心里，然后他们接受了，他们接受了保罗在前书里面那些很重的话，然后他们顺服了真理，心就洁净。
The process of the Spirit of God written right to their hearts is also the work of the cross that the Christian believers they received what Paul writes in the letter.
他们不是不再分党纷争。
They no longer separate themselves.
他们能够从心里面来切实相爱。
And they love each other from their hearts.
想感谢主，回想自己在过去一年的时候，实在也看到神在我身上有许多的工作。
And thank the Lord, I experienced lots of God's work on me last year.
很多时候看到自己实在是很不顺，不愿意顺服。
Many times I'm not obedient.
好像有许多的事情，但都觉得为什么，为什么。
Many times, many things make me ask why, why and why.
但真的，实在当神的，他的工作也真的是神的爱摸到的时候，心里面就服下来。
When God's work on me and His love touches me, I bow down before Him.
实在就能够因着他的道，我想顺服。很感谢神，当顺服的时候，真的心里面反而就能够得到了释放。
And God's love touched my heart so that I can be obedient. And when I'm obedient, I can receive.
也能够经历到神的恩典。
I can experience God's grace.
神的话。
And experience God's word.
实在刀刻在心里，这十字架的工作总是让我们觉得痛。
And this engraving is always painful to us.
我自己也是一个怕痛的人。
And also I'm a man fear of pain.
我就会问说，神啊，有没有一个不用刀刻入的方法？
And sometimes I ask God,
不用那么痛的方法。
Is it possible to have a way that is not so painful without this engravement?
神让我看到，在哥罗西那里，实在是有另外有一个预备。
And God led me to see that there's another provision through Colossians.
当我想从《使徒行传》那里找保罗在什么时候去过哥罗西教会的时候，好像找不到那个保罗， 在使徒行传里面找不到。
I try to look the books of Acts to find when Paul visited Colossian church, but I didn't find.
后来再仔细看一下哥罗西书，发现保罗其实根本没有去过哥罗西的教会。
Actually, after read Colossians more carefully, I found out that Paul never visited Colossian church.
保罗也没有见过哥罗西的信徒。
And he had never seen believers there.
在保罗所写的七封对教会的书信里面，哥罗西教会可能是最不重要的。
And maybe out of the seven letters that Paul out of the seven churches, this is maybe the least significant.
但是哥罗西这封书信，我们知道它是有很大的分量很重的一封信。
But we know that the letter to the Colossians is a very important letter.
讲到基督是教会的头。
It taught us that Christ is the head of church.
所以觉得神很多时候神重要的那些事，好像在我们里面好像觉得不一定重要。
Many times what is important to God seems not as important to us.
实在愿我们能够明白神的心，也明白神心头的事。
May we know the heart of God and know what's in God's heart.
像在哥罗西书里面有讲到基督是教会的头。
In Colossians, mentioned that Christ is the head of church.
然后在第二章
Chapter 2,
十一到十二节那里也提到割礼，也讲到那是除去肉体情欲的割礼。
And also in chapter 2, verse 11 and 12 mentioned this circumcision, and it's a circumcision pulling off the sinful nature.
但在第三章十五、十六节那里，保罗告诉我们有一个劝勉。
In chapter 3, verse 15 and 16, there's an encouragement.
他那里讲到说，要让基督的平安在你们心里做主。
Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts.
你们也为此蒙召成为一体，并要存感谢的心。
As member of one body, you were called to peace and be thankful.
然后讲到当用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富的藏在啊存在心里。
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom.
所以那你是讲到说基督的平安要在我们里面做主。
And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts.
哥林多的那些信徒，他们之前是在肉体很大，所以没有让基督的平安在他们心里面做主。
And the flesh of the Corinthian believers was and that they never let the peace of Christ rule in their heart. Even there's no peace in their hearts, but still they have a stiff neck.
所以他们仍然是有分党纷争。
They still separated and they still have a
lot of 许多的这些肉体的表现。
And lots of a revelation of the fleshes.
神只能严厉的，我想在十字架用严厉的方法来对付他们。
And through cross, God has to treat them harshly.
对哥罗西的信徒，保罗也提到这个割礼这些。
Paul mentioned circumcision to the Colossian believers.
也讲到十字架的对付。
And the treatment of the cross.
但这里保罗劝勉他们，他们说要让基督的平安在他们心里面做主。
But here Paul's encouragement is to let the peace of Christ rule in their hearts.
而进一步不是用刀子来刻入，他讲到说他们有保罗劝勉他们，他们要用各样的智慧要把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在他们心里，他们要学会存。
It's not through a sword this time, but use all wisdom so that the word of Christ can dwell abundantly in their hearts.
实在经历上我们蒙恩，我们信主蒙了恩，但仍然是蒙恩的罪人，仍然需要神的灵真的是借着十字架在我们心里面来工作。
even we believe and saved, but we still need the cross, the work of the cross on us.
好让我们能够真正的敬畏神。
So that we can truly fear the Lord.
能够明白他的旨意和道路。
So we can truly know His will and His way.
实在愿我们能够像哥罗西的这样的信徒，能够尽快学会让基督的平安在我们里面做主，也能够用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心。
And may we follow the example of the Colossian believers to let the peace of Christ rose in our hearts and let the word of Christ dwell in us richly through all kinds of wisdoms.
最后还有一点就是我们看神的灵写在我们的心板上，神要把什么写在我们的心板上呢？
And the last point, the Spirit of the living God writes on the tablet of heart what the Spirit is written.
在希伯来书第八章第十节那里告诉我们，是说神要把律法写在他们的心上，而要跟他们立一个新的约。
And in Hebrews chapter 8 verse 10, that God will write His law in their minds and write them in their hearts.
刚才我们读到，那你是讲哥罗西书，那你是说要把基督的道理丰丰富富的藏在心。
And we just read in Colossians is to let the word of Christ dwell richly in their hearts.
所以我们知道神是要把他的律，神的律法和基督的道要写在我们的心里。
So God will write the word of Christ and His law in our hearts.
想感谢主，星期五晚上 Jim Nicol 来跟我们分享的时候，他就提到说，我们有一个头脑，我们有个心，所以我们还有手。
And the second law for sharing of Jim Nicol last Friday, he mentioned that we have a head, we have a heart, and we have hands.
然后再讲到头脑，或者是讲到好像认识，讲到心的时候，讲到是我们的所事；讲到手的时候，是讲到我们去做什么。
And the head refers to knowledge, and the heart refers to our being, and the hand refers to our action.
所以讲到好像头脑里面的知识，但也讲到心里面是讲到那个性格的建造；讲到手是讲到那个技巧。工作的技巧。
And also the head refers to knowledge, and the heart refers to the character, and our hands refers to the skill.
好，讲到这是神对他工人那个要具备的那个素质。
And this is what God requires of His servants.
我们知道这是神是看重人的心的。
We know that God looks through our hearts.
你记得在华盛顿美国历史博物馆里面，他有一张很特别的画。
I remember that there's a very special picture in the America's History Museum.
在那个画里面是密密麻麻的一行一条一条的，就把那个美国的独立宣言就整篇的这样写下来。
And there's written in very small letters and intensively written the entire statement of independence.
那密密麻麻的独立宣言，然后它显出来的却是美国第一任总统华盛顿的头像。
But these letters, when you look at from a distance, it's the image of the George Washington.
我想这也是神的灵，他要写在我们心板上的。
I think there's a knowledge there that like what God will write into our hearts.
他将神的律法把基督的道理一条一条也密密麻麻的好像要写在我们的心里。
He writes the word of Christ and His laws into our hearts.
但神真正要做，他是要让基督能够成形在我们心里。
But truly, God's will is to have Christ formed in our hearts.
好让基督的性格能够建造在我们的里面。
His character will be built in us.
好让基督的馨香能够存在我们里面，能够积累起来。
so that the aroma of Christ will dwell in us and accumulate in us.
它不单只是要成为香水，还要成为香膏。
And not just as a perfume, but as an anointment.
好，让我们能够在各处显耀。
So that we can spread the fragrance everywhere.
让我们能够活出基督。
Let us live out the Christ.
时间的关系，还有剩下两点，想主若许可，我们三月份第二个主日还有一些交通。
Because of the limitation of time, we cannot cover the rest two points, but if the Lord willing, we'll do it on the second Sunday of March.
我们一起低头有些祷告。
Let us bow our hand and pray.
亲爱的主，我们实在感谢你，是主你自己亲自来到地上，为我们成就了救恩，也是主你自己亲自来寻找和拯救世上的人。你预备我们的心，好让主你的印能够印在我们里面，让我们能够伏在主你的权柄下，让我们能够来接受你。谢谢你，实在在你的光中，我们看见我们实在是没有主你自己的香气。主啊，真是，然而谢谢你，你也把这渴慕放在我们里面，也谢谢你，你把这条路也摆在我们面前。主啊，实在求你照着你的旨意来做。主啊，实在是你起头，主啊，你也照着你的旨意，照着你的方式在我们身上做。主啊，帮助我们。主，我们这里也特别为，真是为那，特别是在那生活里面，或者是在生活中，或者是在工作里面受思念的弟兄姊妹们来祷告。主啊，真是求主你来特别加添他们的力量，求主来让他们看到，主啊，你给他们的每一个，给我们每一个环境都是主你自己爱的手来量过。主啊，你帮助我们，让我们经过这样的试炼，能够从试炼里面出来，让我们能够更多的像你，让我们能够真是更多的拥有主你自己的香气，也让我们能够更多的能够来爱你，侍奉你。荣耀颂赞都归给你，求主也是愿你真是给我们一个顺服的心，真是顺服你的话，让我们的心能够得到接近，好让基督的平安能够在我们心里做主。荣耀颂赞都归给你，我们这样的祷告祈求乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。